Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
What? Look. I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
It's just funny.
It's funny. It's funny because
we've all done it.
We've all done it. And you can tell that when you were at the concert last night with Halsey at Red Rocks, you were a couple of sheets to the wind, man. I mean, you had a few drinks. Come on.
The Topo Chico Tall Boys. Yeah, right?
You probably started those about 2 in the afternoon.
Well, and it was hot.
Well, it was hot.
Not only that, but the concert was delayed.
Oh, right there.
Delayed.
So this explains the martini glass. It was delayed.
All right. I would have pointed something out here, okay? Because Carson was talking about this Halsey autograph that he got, that her mom came up to him at the show and said, "Hey, what's your name? Hey, how about one of these?" And gave him an autograph, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. And then Jamie mentioned to me, he said, yeah, he posted it last night.
He was so excited.
And I went back, actually, to her Facebook page to look at my fish post. And then I saw Carson's post from last night.
Mm-hmm. And I read it. It was a delayed concert.
And I read the post.
That is a factor.
And I said, Carson, before I said anything in the studio, I said, Carson, how much did you have to drink last night? I said, this is a drunk post. And then Jamie said, it's a woo Carson post.
It is. It's
like a woo girl.
It was like, woo, Halsey. Oh my God. She's in a martini glass.
This has to be one of the most ridiculous posts ever to hit the BJ and Jamie Facebook page, okay?
Yeah.
And he meant it when he put it up there. He really did.
Hey, I'm going to own it, baby.
Well, you've sobered up now. If I were you, I wouldn't own it, okay? If I were you, I would not own it. I'd just call it the booze, okay? Did this. All right, let me read this word for word. And Spadil, you're going to love this. Doesn't get any better than Halsey at Red Rocks.
Ever.
Exclamation
ever.
Point.
I mean, Tom Petty, nope. You know, Stevie Nicks, nope. The Beatles, but Halsey, it doesn't get any better than that.
But I've never seen those people play at Red Rocks. So
It just doesn't get better than Halsey. It just doesn't get better than Halsey.
You've seen 500 people at Red Rocks that have been better than Halsey. Okay.
I've seen a lot.
But last night, she was it.
Because,
she was the pinnacle of any act that's ever been at Red Rocks. Obviously, you've never been through the museum up there. You've never really looked at the list. Halsey doesn't get any better than this. Halsey at Red Rocks. Shout out to her mom, Nicole, for coming up to us and giving us something special so we could always remember this night.
He also fat fingered the T. It says R on Van. Yeah.
Well, it does?
But then my favorite is a grown-ass man putting a picture of a woman in a martini glass.
And then when you look at the pictures, you've got Halsey in a martini glass on stage. It looks like a Disney production out there.
Because, you know, Carson's like, babe, get the picture. She's in a martini glass.
You know. Hurry, she's going to get out of that glass. You better hurry. God damn it, Bray! Get her picture! She's in the glass now!
That's a pretty big ass martini glass, man!
She was in it! It's epic!
I swear, it looks like a 14-year-old posted this! A 14-year-old girl posted this!
Oh my God!
One more time!
I'm dying!
Doesn't get any better than Halsey at Red Rocks!
Ever!
Shout out to Mom Nicole coming up to us and giving us something special to always remember. That's this night.
It's hanging on my calendar.
/ Carson.
I'm dying.
That is the drunkest post I've ever seen in my life.
We've all done it, though. We've all done it.
No, I agree with you. We've all done it. does.
Can I take a survey, though, okay? Which is better? Which one is better? Carson in his, like, woo girl moment. Oh, my gosh, it's in a martini glass. Or BJ's dog driving the car.
BJ wins. My post is a lot better than her in a martini glass.
I don't know.
I'll own my post all day long on that one. I've tried to run to that from that post until this one. Now I'm going to own it. But you know, we all get caught up in those moments where we think we're the greatest thing ever. Man.
Yeah.
We got to capture this and post
so
it and put it up there. You know,
I've been to a monster truck show, man. It was rad.
Man, I pity anyone that loves Red Rocks and loves concerts that you didn't go to that show last night. And you missed it, the best ever.
Ever. Doesn't ever get any better.
Are we a-holes?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Are we?
We are.
Oh, that is classic stuff, Carson. I got to tell you, man. BJ and Jamie, tabloid trash coming up.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
That's weird. I guess JetBlue is no longer going to fly into Miami.
Why?
Beginning September 3rd.
They don't like Miami?
I don't know.
That was their only route, wasn't it? Wasn't it Florida to Miami?
Yeah,
I mean, from Miami to New York? I think so.
They're not doing it as of September 3rd, so don't panic if you're before that. Yeah. Whack-a-doodle-doo. You know what else is weird?
What's that?
Splooting.
What is splooting?
You've never splooted?
Well, I might have. I just don't know it.
Schmidel, do you sploot?
Isn't that a dog thing?
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an animal thing. It's where they put all their legs and arms out and they just lay out like flat.
Oh, I've done that.
You're a splooter?
Yeah. Oh, I've done it before.
Well, I guess it's splooting season right now. They said like when it gets really hot or whatever, all these different animals sploot.
I wish I'd known that over the weekend. I was splooted all over the house.
So today's keyword, friends, is sploot. Use it in a sentence.
I like that.
At work, just go, hey, did you guys sploot this weekend?
You know, I think I'm going to do that before my wife gets home. And she'll say, what are you doing? I'm splooting. Come on, sploot with me.
Lay straight out, just all your, every appendage, just straight out.
I'm not even sure I can sploot. You got to stretch that far?
Yeah, you have to have everything all the way out.
I don't know if I can do that.
Just full splooter. I'm in full splooter. This is weird. We've just had this thing happen on Jamie's Bravo Bunch. By the way, you can join. It's like just a Facebook page, and we talk about everything Bravo. But we also talk about any of the documentaries, even the America's Sweetheart, you know, about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. We do all this stuff. Anyway, this weird thing's been happening on Jamie's Bravo Bunch. AI, without any, like, it just generates questions for everybody that's on the page. We have no control over it. I mean, I guess we can go in and stop it, but AI will just go, hey, what's your favorite Bravo show?
And like, so it just posts it?
It just posts it.
Wow.
Is that creepy? It's like it just takes control of the Facebook page and posts whatever it wants. Isn't that weird?
It is kind of scary considering like it's just posting whatever it wants, anytime it wants,
anytime.
Whatever.
Yeah, anytime it wants. And it just goes in there like it's posted three times in the last week.
Is it always the same question?
No, it's always different. It's always something Bravo. Like, who?
I wouldn't worry about it unless it says something like, hey, what are you wearing?
Yeah, I know, but
if it says something like that, I'd look into
it. Right, but think about it. Like if somebody went in and hacked it or whatever, I mean, it could generate something weird, like racist or something.
It's a Facebook page. I'd say Facebook's put that in there.
I know, but isn't that weird? Like, because I was like, because Kim, one of the girls on there, she's like, hey, this is AI generated. I'm like, huh? And she's like, you didn't post it? I go, no, I didn't post it. Schmidel's one of the admin. You didn't post
it. Looks like it's been posting since May 29th.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it calls itself Bravo Buddy, too. It gave itself a name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
That could be really bad, though, if it does, like, go AWOL.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine?
We have no control. It just decided to start taking over the post.
Watch for rogue questions.
I mean, I'm telling you guys, because, you know, the big scare about AI taking over.
Yeah.
It just took over our page.
Of all the things to take over as a Bravo Bunch page.
You got to start somewhere. You know?
Right?
Then it grows. Before you know it, it's the Pentagon. But you start with Jamie's Bravo Bunch.
I was just like, that is so weird. So weird. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What was I going to tell you? Oh, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox welcome their daughter, Saga Blade Fox Baker. I think we mentioned this the other day. But now they're saying that the Saga was chosen to symbolize an emotional
journey. Are they together?
No,
I don't think they are they?
No.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, Saga.
Oh, well.
That doesn't sound like pleasant. Like,
no,
this
it doesn't.
Whole child's been a saga.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want
sounds
that
like
name.
A burden to me.
Yeah, it does, right?
Yeah, in school, can you imagine?
Hey, Saga.
Saga! You're tired.
Oh, my God, Saga sucks.
Yeah.
It's just like, ugh, I don't know. Not a good name. Jay-Z unexpectedly joined Beyonce on stage at her Cowboy Carter show. Did you guys see that?
Did not.
They sang together. I don't have the audio. I think it went like, yay.
He just rapped, yeah.
Yeah. They said it was good, though. They haven't been together forever on stage. Ever. It says, let's see here. It's been a long time. It didn't say how
it
long.
Did, I mean, it did sound pretty good. It's a little weird, though, because it's supposed to be like a country or country album.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. And they sang that with him rapping. Yeah. Did you guys see this? A Hamilton actor, Anthony Ramos. By the way, Schmidel, can you still do that Hamilton thing?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
How does a ragtag volunteer army in need of a shower somehow defeat a global superpower? How do we emerge victorious from the quagmire, leave the battlefield waving Betsy Ross's flag higher? Turns out we have a secret weapon. I lost.
Yeah, it.
That was good.
Yeah,
that was good, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, from Hamilton. But this actor, Anthony Ramos, he says that he was really, really irritated when he looked out in the crowd and Madonna was on her iPad the entire time of the performance. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
He said if Madonna wasn't enjoying the musical at all, she sure... I don't understand why she stuck around for the entire performance. He didn't say what year this took place, and Madonna hasn't responded, but he said the entire time her face was an iPad. And, you know, they're not going to kick her out because it's Madonna. But that's rude.
It is rude.
I mean, on the iPad, you're just talking? My God. Diddy kept baby oil and lube in a humidor.
Who doesn't? You put it in there with a good cigar, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello.
A new photo shown to the jury showed that Sean Diddy Combs kept his supply of baby oil and lube in a humidifier situation.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to bring him down. It's a pretty good empire he runs, but I don't know if that's going to be the one that puts him behind bars.
They found over 200 bottles of baby oil and 900 bottles of lube. I'm guessing he goes to Costco.
Ah, yeah.
You buy in bulk.
Pallets.
I hope this thing goes to the jury this week.
I do too.
Yeah, and I hope the jury comes back, and I hope he's found guilty. But I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't.
I do on the man charge, on the man, whatever that thing is, because he did bring... The man act. That is the only one that I'm confident of. That one's going to work. Because he did bring prostitutes across the state line, and you cannot do that. And those prostitutes testified.
Could happen this week.
So
we could find out.
The problem is, it's not what we wanted. It isn't the, like, stick it to
him. I wanted him to get buried.
Yeah, me too.
He's not a good person.
He is not.
We all know that.
He's a horrible person.
He's a terrible person. And it only takes one video to tell you that. And that's that video of him in that hotel when he's beating the crap out of his girlfriend. That's all I need to see. I don't need to see anything else. He's a horrible person.
He is. I mean, absolutely. And then they showed Cassie some of her text where she says that she felt like a hooker. Poor Cassie.
I don't know if she's that big a victim when it comes to the freak-offs. I think she kind of went along with it.
It seems as if she did.
No, she's a victim when it comes to the abuse. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, but when it came to the freak-offs, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. It was, I don't know. And then they had this guy that took a plea deal. The guy, remember that you saw him on the jet and they arrested him? for bringing
Diddy. Yeah, he was supposed to be the mule, his drug mule
right,
or whatever.
And he was supposed to be great on the stand, and he took a plea deal, and they said he didn't do anything. It's like he got scared of Diddy when he saw him because he used to be his personal assistant, and he didn't offer anything.
No, do you see his testimony? He literally went on Diddy's side.
Yeah.
He said these people enjoyed it. That there was never any fighting, you know, any pushback. That they were well into the freak-offs. And they went for that reason. And he said, there's no way, no way you could label me a drug mule. It didn't happen.
Crazy. Let's hear. The other thing is, oh, man, Carson's going to be excited about this.
What?
Kenny Chesney announced he is extending his residency into 2026, returning next summer.
Let's go.
There you go.
I actually do want to go see Kenny at the Sphere.
Yeah, so he's at the Sphere. And Kenny,
how can you go see anybody after Halsey? I mean, that would ruin it all for me.
Maybe he'll be in a huge martini glass, just like her.
No, you know what he's known for? You know what Kenny Chesney's known for?
No.
Blue chairs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, blue chairs.
You know what that's about?
No.
I bet you do.
Wasn't there a cruise or something he was on? They had all blue chairs.
My friend, he is a gay man. Yeah. And he said, no, dude, blue chairs in Mexico means that you... I was like, what?
Really?
He just sang a song about my blue chair.
Yeah.
He's That's like, what it means?
That, supposedly.
Supposedly that was a part
of
it, yeah.
Will you look up blue chairs and...
Yeah, he has a song called Old Blue Chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it mean something about the homosexuals?
I gotta look that part up.
Okay.
No, I remember the story that when you talked about it, Jamie.
Yeah. Mr. Yeah. So we had a guy, we call him Mr. Poodle because he he was our producer. He's very fancy.
Mr. Poodle.
And he said the blue chairs, because it's his people, means a thing.
Yeah, so I guess if you go down to Puerto Vallarta, it's supposed to be gay friendly, and the blue chairs are just like all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kenny Chesney sang a whole song about blue chairs.
Yeah.
Suspect.
Yeah.
And it's specifically at a resort by the sea.
See?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
He sang about his blue chair by the sea. I'm not kidding. I can put the pieces together.
I know you're not.
And guess who can't wait to see him? That guy.
Kenny at the Sphere. Come on. There's nothing like.
Yeah.
All right. I'm done. There you go. Tell my trap. Lord.
Oh, my God. It's Halsey.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday after a super hot weekend. Things are going to back down. Simmer down now. Simmer down. 72 for a high today. I put up the picture of my whole fish that I had over the weekend. I never had one before, and I knew
You're
that it was on the menu.
About this.
And I was very excited. I told Jamie on Friday, I said, when I go to this El Tejado place over on Broadway, I'm getting the whole fish.
Like with its legs and everything.
Never had one before. I mean,
that's funny.
I loved it. It was absolutely delicious. Took a picture.
Took a picture. And it's getting a lot of play. It's getting a lot of play.
It's on our Facebook page, the BJ and Jamie page. It's my $50 fish.
Yeah, so AI does a kind of a synopsis of all the comments. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what it says. Commenters are raving about BJ's $50 fish platter.
Commenters?
Commenters.
Oh, commenters.
Not commoners.
Yeah, that's commoners. What I heard. I was like, man, that thing's elitist.
That's what I heard, too. I thought she said commenters.
That's on me. Commenters. Commenters are raving about BJ's $50 fish platter, with some eager to try it, and others sharing similar delicious experiences elsewhere. One enthusiast commenter vows to eat every part, including the head and the tail.
No. Just to be fair, AI only picks out the best, you know, because there are a lot of people on there that says, no, I wouldn't eat that.
I wouldn't eat
$50, you way overpaid for that fish, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, the raving could be also in no.
Yeah, there's a lot of no's. There's a lot of those emojis of throwing up and stuff.
Yeah, I would not eat.
So there's a lot of those
because
on there,
because it did
too.
Have the tail. He ate the scales, you guys.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, why would anybody eat scales?
Ate the whole fish, man. Everything but the head. When it was done.
Did you eat the fins?
They were in there somewhere. They were buried inside the onions and stuff that were on top.
It has like a dorsal fin and the side fins.
Everything from the back of the jowl.
Oh, my God.
You know, the gill.
Yeah.
Everything from there to the tail I ate.
I mean, that doesn't...
So I don't know what was there, but I ate it.
He ate the fins.
I ate the fins. They're
you
flippers.
Ate Nemo.
I ate their flippers. Yeah. It was delicious, man. I loved it.
Yeah.
I'd do it again.
Are you sure it was delicious, or is it one of those things where, you know, like you have to own it because you bought it?
Well, I'll be honest. When it came to the table, I looked at it and said, oh, my God, this is terrible looking. There's no way I can eat this. I mean, it looks more disgusting than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody around me was raving about, oh, my God, look what a fish. I'm on the hook, man.
Yeah, because
you know,
I have that theory about Cybertruck owners.
Yeah.
You know, they were, because I wanted one. And now that I see them, I'm like, ooh, I'm glad I didn't, you know. But the Cybertruck owners, they have to say they love them. They have to say,
no, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm like Carson. If you put Halsey in a martini glass, you've got to own it at some point, you know?
This is going to stick with you forever.
No, I'm just saying. So, and I'm the same way, Carson. Yeah, I'm just like you.
You're right.
Once I ordered this fish,
that's right. Man of your word, man.
She comes to the table. You got to eat it.
Exactly.
No matter if the first bite sucks, you got to eat it all. You got to show
respect.
Yeah. When you get that picture of Halsey in a martini glass,
man.
You got to post it, man. You got to post it. You
got
to post.
Drunk or not, you got
it. What was the line again? It doesn't get any better than Halsey.
No. Halsey. Red Rocks.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't get any better. Beatles. Who's the Beatles?
Right?
Beatles.
I didn't go to that one.
BJ and Jamie.
Stumpy?
Stunned.
No, it had to be Stumpy. I saw the video.
Page 6 said that Taylor Swift stunned.
There's a video. They're coming out of a restaurant, right?
Yep.
Bar, restaurant.
Stunned.
They look hammered. He walks out. Travis Kelce. He walks out, takes both hands to brush his hair back like, whoo, man, do I have a buzz. He's got that look, right? She, on the other hand, is like, oh, my God, I can't step one step further in these shoes. And she looks a little hammered,
well,
too.
Well, yeah, because she walked all pigeon-toed because she was trying to find her feet, you know? I don't know, you guys. And I'm not being... It's going to sound mean, but again, these are public figures. They're out there. They want us to see them, so I'm allowed to speak my mind, I believe, because, you know, they are public figures that are out there. She just cannot pull off sexy. Like, I don't know what that is. Like, why can't she be sexy?
Yet Page 6.
Stunned.
Stunned.
She's stunned.
Stunned.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, she just doesn't have that allure about her or that sexiness. She's always like, she's like a big, big bird. Like,
it is. It's like she's on strings.
Yeah.
Like a puppet.
It's just like, I don't know which way to go.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And this video looks the same way. And look, Jamie and I are both saying, these are two adults. They went out to dinner. They had a date night. They did some shots. They're not driving. Other people are driving. They're coming. No big deal. It's no big deal. But it didn't look stunning to me.
Well,
it looked more stumbling.
Her outfit, too, just seems so frumpy for a girl. You know that costs like $10,000, the outfit, right? It just, is it just me, or does she look frumpy? Like, her clothes, whoever's styling her.
It looks like she's going to ballet, like a Pilates class.
Yeah.
I don't know if she can pull off really anything, though. I don't know what it is. Maybe she should try pantsuits or something.
The Hillary Clinton pantsuit?
Yeah. maybe she should go that route. I don't know. But it doesn't appear that she can really pull off any wardrobe.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I feel like somebody should... She needs a different stylist. That's it. I mean, she does. Because then they put her in pale colors and she's already pale. Right?
Yeah. So it washes...
Washes her out, and Travis Kelce is like such a cool guy, right?
Yeah.
First of all, he's stuck because he could never break up with her.
Yeah.
Ever, because they will kill him. Like, her fans will kill him.
He's got such a dad outfit on, though.
He does, doesn't he?
He's got the white shoes.
I think he's given up. I think he's just like, well, she's frumpy, I'll be frumpy.
Yeah. I think he looks pretty good. He looks okay.
Yeah. Just,
I mean... I don't know.
Like a dad going to a toddler gym class.
But like his last girlfriend was so damn sexy.
Yeah.
That last girlfriend that he had, I mean, she was sexy.
Taylor.
Yeah. Like she just had a, like, I don't know. She was just cool. And you knew she was good in bed. Taylor's more like... Taylor's
well,
like...
she's good at the bank.
Well, yeah.
One's good in bed. One's good at the bank. Which one you want? I mean, come on. Think right, about it. You know? The video's out there, though. Oh, Page Six says they're stunned.
She's stunned in her outfit.
So that means good, right?
Yes.
She is stunning.
Yes.
Is that what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are they looking at?
I know.
You're not seeing what me and you are seeing.
Well, everybody's afraid to say anything about Taylor Swift because people will literally come at you.
She can do no wrong.
Right. That's... And so Page Six knows what's up. They're like, we're going to say she looks amazing. But you know, behind the scenes, they're like, oh my God, what is she wearing?
Just like us, right? That's great. All right, you can check out the video. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. Go take a look at it. You can see Taylor stunned and a fish.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jay and Jamie.
Yeah, think about it. Not only can you see Halsey in a martini glass on our Facebook page
yes.
today, you'll see a fish on a plate.
Yeah, that's really
and
cool.
And I ate that sucker. Mm-hmm. You'll see the Taylor Swift staggering out of the back door of a restaurant.
Yeah.
Man, have we covered it today.
Don't forget to get your sploot on.
Yeah, you got a sploot today.
Yeah, got a sploot today. Today is a splooting day.
I feel like splooting right here in the studio.
I kind of do too.
Yeah.
You want to sploot together?
Yeah, let's sploot together.
Let's do it. We can't put that on Facebook, folks.
So
splooting stuff on Facebook.
Banned for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on with the robo-taxi? They say they have a guy in there now?
Everything I'm seeing is that they have a guy in the passenger seat.
All right, let's explain it first of all, okay? Elon Musk kicks off the robo-taxi campaign, the first ever cars in Austin, Texas, today. Today's the day.
People are now posting videos of their first rides.
Texas said, hey, whoa. Wait a minute. You're going to put cars on the street with nobody in them? We're not ready for that down here in Texas. And he said, yep, today's the day. And now Jamie is seeing where somebody's actually in the car.
Yeah, in the passenger side of my best friend's ride. So I don't get that. And then he'll go like, he says, welcome to robo-taxi. And then the guy's like, thank you. And he's like, can I see your app real quick? So I don't know if it's just because it's the rollout and they're having some issues.
I feel like it is.
Yeah. But it says that it's $4.20 flat fee. $4.20. That can't be right. Like, I can't go from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs for
$4.20?
Yeah.
Maybe you could on, you know, the first day it happened.
I mean, because I've been taking that to Vail.
Yeah, I don't
$4.20 for somebody else
doubt.
To ride me?
I don't know.
Ride me?
I wonder if these
ride me, not ride me.
I wonder if the robo-taxi will ever come to Colorado.
I don't know because of the snow situation. I don't know how that works. I don't know.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah.
All right, everybody have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. It's going to be a little bit cooler today. Could be some rain, too. But it's going to be only 72 after, day after day after day of 100?
Yep.
Thank
it's going to be
goodness.
Nice. Yeah.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.